This documentary is a project of the National Campus and Community Radio Association and is also made possible through the support of the Red Jam Slam Society and is funded by the Truth and Reconciliation Commission and Aboriginal Affairs and Northern Development Canada. There is a national crisis line in case any listeners are triggered by what they hear here today. It's 1-866-925-4419. Residential schools. Aboriginal families had their children taken from them. From 1876 right up until 1996, thousands of children went through those schools, created by the Canadian government to kill the Indian in the child. In 2008, the Prime Minister stood up to make an apology in the House of Commons.
The Government of Canada sincerely apologizes and asks the forgiveness of the Aboriginal peoples of this country for failing them so profoundly.
It was on the children that those terrible failings were inflicted. Children subjected to humiliation, violence, mental cruelty, sexual abuse, and hunger, including the recently revealed experiments on the malnourished. Children lost their innocence, their identity, and were taught to despise themselves.
It was a brutal, cruel environment for a little six-year-old.
His name is Bobby. In 1948, he was a little six-year-old boy at St. Michael's Indian Residential School in Alert Bay.
I'd never heard English before. So when I had that first encounter in school, it's a totally different language from the only language that I knew. And you get the hell beat out of you, beat the crap beat out of you when you don't respond to instructions or orders because you don't understand, right? And so I lost my hearing really early. I have hearing aids in both ears. And lots of beatings on other places on my body.
In addition to the physical abuse, like many children who were so vulnerable, Bobby was set on by sexual predators.
Even before the first year, the first term was over, I was sexually abused by both a male and a female perpetrator. And that shouldn't happen to anybody, any child. Doesn't matter who they are or what color they are.
Run by the churches, mandated by the government, the children were completely alone, powerless, and without protection.
I never cared one bean about our safety and security. Everything was wrong about that place. There was not a time in my entire 11 years there that I ever felt loved or nourished or cherished or that I belonged, that I was simply an object for whom authorities could do or say whatever they wanted.
The experience for anyone would be frightening and dehumanizing. Residential schools created generations of broken children without hope.
I went to pack my clothes, and then when I came in, I stood on that doorstep, and I thought, my God, I don't really have anywhere to go, no purpose. I didn't have any sense of value, period. And I'm about 19 years old now.
And with no dream of his own, Bobby set out to self-destruct.
I went and got drunk for a long time. I drank, drifted.
Triggered by the content of this radio documentary, a national toll-free crisis line is open now. It is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to provide you with immediate support. The number to call is 1-866-925-4419. This number will be repeated shortly and throughout our program. Bobby's story is shared by many. 150,000 children went to residential schools in Canada. They are called survivors. Part of the government's apology included a Truth and Reconciliation Commission, or TRC. Survivors were finally able to tell their stories, and events happened across the country.
Because of you and because of your presence here and your sharing this time with them, you have done a great deal to help the survivors to move on that path of healing that they feel is so important. So I just wanted to acknowledge you and thank you very much.
Now the commission is ending, and although some truth has come out, reconciliation and the sharing of stories needs to continue. A non-government organization called Reconciliation Canada has grown from that idea. What was originally planned as a mass solidarity walk in Vancouver has become a week of events with an official declaration by the city's mayor. Tegan Wu works for Reconciliation Canada. She is Chinese-Canadian and wasn't always so familiar with Canada's legacy of residential schools.
At first, I was a little bit embarrassed that I really didn't know much about it, but I'm learning that it's not my fault, really. Yes, once I heard a little bit about it, I really, you know, it would have been great to have taken the initiative to learn more, but as I learned through this project, a lot of even the First Nations youth didn't know a lot about the residential schools, so it's shocking that I really didn't know too much, and I know most of my friends don't either.
Part of her goal now is to help others to share their stories and educate Canadians about residential schools. Along with new events like the All Nations Canoe Gathering and Dialogue Workshops, Reconciliation Canada is working to get over 50 to 70,000 people out to the walk. Tegan is hopeful.
My experience getting other people involved and really on board with the idea has been pretty amazing, actually. I think all of us would almost share the same feeling that we thought we would be hitting a lot more hurdles than we have been, and that when we broach the subject with people that it would, you know, you get sort of that immediate fear of, oh, we're going to talk about Indian residential schools. I don't know much about that. And it's almost a wall that gets put up automatically for some people who maybe are not as connected to the experience or the understanding of the experience. So I was expecting it to be really hard to talk about reconciliation and our work. But as we've gotten out into the community, it's been just such amazing support that I have no fears anymore about approaching people and saying, "This, I work for Reconciliation Canada, and this is what we're doing, and you need to be involved in this," mm-hmm. because it's really not that hard of a sell. I think everyone ultimately wants the same goals in different forms, but it's, you know, really about making this a place that we would want our children to live in and have a different experience in.
Reconciliation Canada is reaching out to the cultural and religious communities, including the Sikhs, Chinese, Japanese, and Jewish. One of those touched and now advocates for Reconciliation Canada is Robbie Wiseman.
And the caregivers and friends couldn't figure us out. We were full of rage and anger, and they expected us to be normal teenagers. They didn't realize that we had to relearn how to be normal, how to have normal feelings, how to laugh, how to cry. We didn't even know how to cry. We were so hard and full of rage. But, and so when we wanted to speak to some of these caregivers about our experiences, "No, we don't want to hear about it. Shut up. Go back to school. Catch up on your schooling." And we just didn't know how to do it.
Now, those words could easily be spoken by a residential school survivor. However, Mr. Wiseman is a survivor of Buchenwald, a concentration camp during the Jewish Holocaust.
In many instances, it's very similar. Suffering, we cannot compare. Each one suffering is suffering, and you can't say you suffered more than I do. That is completely eliminated in my thoughts. You cannot do it. But if one suffers and can bring that kind of experience towards healing, then it's his duty or her duty and obligation to do so and to help with that process.
Some disclosure now about me. When I started this, for me personally, the idea of reconciliation was distasteful. It meant for me to forgive and forget. And how can anyone do that? People who did these things to children should be punished, and it wasn't okay. Today still, 600 women are missing and murdered. Racism is evident to anyone who reads the comments section of any online article on First Nations. More children are in care now than ever were in residential schools. There are big problems in education, housing, disease. I, too, had my own anger, and I wanted to fight. Robbie Wiseman had a chance to take his revenge.
There was a half a dozen of us who got out of the concentration camp into a place called Weimar, a city near Buchenwald. The soldiers looked at us and knew that we were coming from the concentration camp. They showed us how to use a gun and told us, go ahead, take your revenge. We'll look the other way. Kill as many Germans as you want. We couldn't do it. And I'm glad we didn't do it.
Shortly after, Mr. Wiseman considered suicide. He was being consumed by his anger.
Sure, I was enraged, and I found it difficult to move ahead because I was so angry and full of unforgiving thoughts. We had to put this aside. It's not up to me to forgive all the killers that killed my family and my friends that I went to kindergarten together and so on. But for myself, I had to put that aside and move on with a decent life.
Triggered by the content of this radio documentary, a national toll-free crisis line is open now. It is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to provide you with immediate support. The number to call is 1-866-925-4419. This number will be repeated shortly and throughout our program. September is the week of reconciliation in Vancouver. Help build a new relationship between Aboriginal people and all Canadians by participating in fun, family-friendly events, including an All Nations canoe gathering along False Creek on September 17th, and take part in the Walk for Reconciliation on Sunday, September 22nd. Join your community and be part of a new way forward for Aboriginal people and all Canadians.